Good day. I'm
roll
Doug
camera.
McKenzie. Take off roll
I
camera.
I want to do that.
There's no camera in here.
Roll tape.
I got to give them my theory on movies, eh?
Where's Beers?
I'll find him.
Level 5.
Plus, he had a mutant.
Right, so good day, and welcome to Strange Brood, the Fleshy-Headed Minute. My name is Lee McCormick, and this is my co-host, BJ Cramp.
How's it going, eh?
And today's topic is going to be Episode 41, Minute 36.
Been in here before?
Yeah. But I've never seen this stuff before.
So we got some suspenseful music here. Bob and Doug are off looking for the lost and found. Right? We have a shot of Ted working in the bunker. Right? He's sitting at his computer there. He's typing away. He's looking up at the surveillance monitors there. And he sees Bob and Doug. Well, he sees the back of them anyway, like in their coats, jeans, and toques, walking down this hallway. Right, so is it Bob and Doug, or could be the two guys that hork their clothes, possibly, right? and we see the shot, we see this hallway shot of this sort of crossroads, this kind of crisscross hallway. One hall is going north to south, and the other hall is going like west to east kind of thing, right? Ted looks back up at the monitor again, and he sees, you know, Bob and Doug in their hockey gear, you know, walking the opposite cross hallway there, right? And he does this, like, double take. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, I just saw Bob and Doug. Now here they are in their hockey gear.
Well, this is weird that what I was thinking is, why isn't Ted in on this plan? You know, this what this shows is that Ted doesn't mm-hmm. know what Brewmeister, Smith, and Claude are up to. And I was like, why wouldn't he know? You know? He would have been in on it, but...
Yeah, this is all last-minute stuff that's happened since he's been fired, right? Brewmeister Smith is going off the rails a little bit here. I think he had his plan was kind of one way, and then he got fired, and it kind of just sent him into this rage, and now he's responding with this kind of
thing. Well, we saw in the earlier scene, you know, he gets out the dart guns, and yeah. He says, I've got a plan or whatever. And
he puts the guys in the game. He's like, take him to level 5.
Level 5!
Right, like, yeah. Level 5. We're not ready for fucking level 5. Yeah, right? He's like, I don't care. We're going to level 5. Right?
Level 5!
Yeah.
Brewmeister Smith has got... He's going to handle this thing, right? And maybe he didn't have time to fill Ted in on the details.
Yeah, I guess not.
We get a shot there. We see the backs of the imposters, Bob and Doug, walking down the north hallway. We see Bob and Doug in their hockey gear walking across...
Brewmeister, you know, he didn't go, so Ted, we're going to hork these guys' clothes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He didn't fill him in.
Yeah, it was a need-to-know basis, right? The other thing I noticed here, which is great with Bob, Bob's walking like a little kid, right? Like a little 4 or 5-year-old. You know how they kind of walk slow?
Always, yeah.
And like if you're in a group, like there's always that one kid that's walking slow, and you're like, come on, keep up, man, right? And he's like, he's got his head in the air, like he's so fucking bored. He's like, ah, we've been walking all day, and he starts like dragging his feet. Doug gives him a little shove.
Rick Moranis is one of those people that can just be funny by the way he stands or the way he walks, you know? So
Doug, the older brother, gives him a little shove. He's like, come on, man, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, right? Yeah, so Ted looks up and he's shocked, right? He's seen this. He's seeing double here, right? So he gets up, he gets out of his chair, and he's going to go check this out, right? He goes up the stairs of the bunker. Right, you get more suspenseful music here. Barely any dialogue in this minute, right? Just a couple of lines, I think. Cut scene to Bob and Doug. They're walking through the brewery looking for the lost and found still in their socks, right? They're up to where the beer vats are, right? Doug opens a beer vat to look in. And, you know, Bob looks in as well. And then Doug sneezes. This is fucking gross, right? Sneezes in the beer, right? Even Bob's like, oh, man. Like, like that's not necessary, right?
Get out.
Cut shot to Henry and Pam. Back, they're exploring a little bit now, too, right? They've just come from the cafeteria. They're in shock. They find this bunker, right? They go up this stairway. They come to a door. It's got this no admittance sign on it. Right, Henry gives a signal to Pam to go in, kind of thing, right? Door opens to the computer bunker, and they stand at the top looking down into all the computer gear and the audio gear whizzing and buzzing away, right? Yeah, Pam's like, have you been in here before? Henry goes, yeah, but I've never seen this stuff. And that's it. That's what we're going to have for this minute, right? So they've discovered the bunker.
High-tech bunker, which they just completely ignore the no admittance stenciled on the door, but
well, she's in charge, right? So she can go wherever she wants. She's the CEO, president, or whatever, right?
Wouldn't they just be looking for the nearest phone to call the police? Since now they know that her dad was murdered, they're just kind of wandering around, like, yeah. Oh, look.
Well, how are they going to prove it, right? Can they gather the cops into the cafeteria and
yeah,
the
right?
Arcade game, like they got to find some proof. Maybe that's what they're doing here.
Some
they're
doing so maybe they're trying to just figure out the whole deal.
And that's going to do it for this minute, and we'll talk to you knobs next time.
Take off.
Okay, that clears up a lot of things for me.